Today, we pray and honor the Marines. In Afghanistan, 13 soldiers were killed. 11 of them were Marines. 4 were from California. 1 was from Rancho Cucamonga, which is in our county. 1 was from a neighboring county, Riverside in Norco. So we honor them and pray for the families that are still dealing with it, especially as fresh wars are happening. Oftentimes that brings back a lot of memories and pain. So we just pray for those families and ask God that you would comfort them. And then, Lord, we go to a patriotic song by the military, Marines, that they love to play. Officer of the Day March. And so we pray for the Marines today. They're usually the first ones on the ground or in the air. If it's a short, they're usually the first ones at war. So oftentimes the number of casualties is higher among Marines. So if you're going to go in the Marines, you know that there is a higher probability of you not making it than if you were into the Coast Guard, Air Force, Army, or Navy. In San Bernardino County, we have 2 Marine bases. One is in Barstow and the other is in 29 Palms. The one in 29 Palms is called the Marine Air Ground Task Force Training Command and Marine Corps Air Ground Combat Center. This is a huge place that trains Marines to prepare for war, starting from ground zero. They have a JAG office, so we pray for the training. We pray for the personnel. We pray for the JAG office to be ethical and with high standards, which they usually are. But we just pray that they remain that way. We pray for the training to go well. Sometimes in training, they are pushed to high limits. We pray for no one to get harmed to the point where they can't continue or no deaths. We are grateful for the religious services that they have at 29 Palms that are for Christians to encourage marriages, to take retreats. They have programs for kids and they have programs for women. Awesome, awesome. We thank you, God, for that. We pray you would bless it and anoint it and grow it, and more of the personnel will take advantage of it. We pray for the Naval Hospital. That's right. There is a Naval Hospital at 29 Palms. It serves both the Marines and Navy. So we pray for both the Navy and the Marines who get hurt, that they and their families who can take and go to this hospital and get care. We pray for the doctors, the administrations, and we pray that they would get healed and find creative ways to get them back on their feet and feeling good again. We also pray for the Marine Corps Logistics Base in Barstow. They primarily deal with supplies, assembling parts, disassembling, fixing, providing parts and supplies as needed. They also help with technical help and quality control. So they are logistics and the physical things that are needed. So Father, we pray for those that have been deployed even now that could be in any parts of our world. We pray, God, that they are protected. We pray for their families. We pray for them to find you if they haven't. Most importantly, we pray for their chaplains to share Jesus with them. We pray for other Christian soldiers to be bold in sharing their faith. These are confident, trained personnel. And so, God, we pray they remain confident but not cocky, that they remain humble in that they understand their position, their weaknesses, and their strengths, that they would be able to arm themselves properly, that they wouldn't get drunk the night before or take drugs or anything that wouldn't help them in a battle. We pray, Father, for them to have courage, that they wouldn't second guess their decisions. We pray for their families, wives, and children, God, that they would feel protected at home, encouraged, comforted, supported. There are churches that actually seek them out in 29 Palms, so we pray for more of that to happen, and that during their season of waiting, that they would feel completely encouraged, buoyed up, and able to encourage others as well. We pray for extended family to support and pray for and send packages to these people who are deployed even while they are in training, and to support them when they finish their training. God, we pray for the civilians and contractors on these bases. And we pray, God, for Christian ones to be bold in sharing their faith as well, that nobody would hold back in saying anything to these guys and gals who have made the decision to serve our country, to protect its freedom at great risk, especially in the Marines, to themselves. So, Father, we praise you and thank you for all that you've done in and through these bases. We pray for their leadership, that all those that are in charge, the commanding officers, all of the generals, etc., God, all of the leading peoples, we pray, God, for them to have wisdom. We pray for them to have backbone and that they would be ready to do whatever it is that they need to do to protect our country. And we thank you, Father, that they are in our county, but it can affect our county based on what happens to any one of them, whether it's in practice, whether it's just day-to-day life or coming back. So God, we pray that we will not have soldiers return feeling lifeless, useless, hopeless. We pray that they would find jobs that fit their training. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name.